From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan have agreed on a plan to facilitate direct peace talks between the Kabul government and the Afghan Taliban. Senior officials of the four countries who met in Islamabad Saturday issued a joint statement calling on all Taliban factions to join the peace talks, expected to begin before the end of this month. Members of the Quadrilateral Coordination Group said their roadmap for peace in Afghanistan has stipulated the stages and steps in the process toward a political settlement and an end to violence. The Taliban were not at Saturday's meetings, and they have not indicated whether they will join full peace talks. Insurgent leaders criticized the effort to organize peace talks, most recently after an unofficial conference in Qatar organized by Nobel Peace Prize winners from the Pugwash Group of International Peace Advocates. Authorities in Afghanistan said Saturday national security forces and U.S. drone strikes have jointly killed at least 26 Islamic State fighters in a restive eastern region bordering Pakistan. Local officials said the overnight attacks happened in Achin and Badakhshan districts of the province of Nangarhar. Achin's chief told VOA 16 Daesh militants were killed when missiles fired by unmanned American aircraft struck a vehicle and a gathering of the group in a remote part of the mountainous district. He identified the dead as Pakistani militants. Separately, provincial officials say Afghan security forces in the nearby Badakhshan district killed 12 IS fighters and wounded several others in overnight clashes. This is VOA News. European Union officials are urging Turkey to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday at a meeting with European foreign ministers and their Turkish counterpart that EU support for Turkey is aimed exactly at guaranteeing that the country can handle the influx of refugees. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu told a Syria donors conference in London 2 days earlier that Ankara would allow the refugees into the country. But tens of thousands of displaced civilians who arrived on the Syrian side of the Turkish border this week are stuck waiting, camped out in the desperate hope that Turkish officials will allow them to cross to safety. A powerful earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tai'an Saturday, collapsing a massive apartment complex and killing at least 11 people, including an infant. Authorities say dozens are feared trapped in the building. Hundreds of people were injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the shallow 6.4 magnitude quake was located about 40 kilometers southeast of Tainan. Taiwan's Central Weather Bureau said several aftershocks followed. VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide says Taiwan has coped with earthquakes in the past.
This is a constant source of concern in Taiwan. Earthquakes are quite common there. And the biggest earthquake that Taiwan has had in recent years was in 1999. And that earthquake was a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,400 people. So it was very serious. And it's something that people are quite used to. Of course, they don't want this to happen.
That's VOA's Bill Ide. The White House says President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed in a phone call Friday that a planned ballistic missile test by North Korea would be another provocative and destabilizing action. A White House statement said the two leaders agreed that such a test would violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions. North Korea recently announced plans for a rocket launch following what Pyongyang said was a successful test of a hydrogen bomb in January. The mosquito-borne Zika virus is revealing new challenges almost daily, especially in Latin America, where the disease is most prevalent. In Brazil, health officials say they have found live samples of the Zika virus in saliva and urine. The Pentagon has released nearly 200 pictures previously withheld from the public that document prisoner abuse in some Iraq and Afghanistan detention centers from 2001 to 2009. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.